The film Alexander opens today, a movie inspired by the Greek king who conquered much of Asia. The director, Oliver Stone, spent nearly 15 years developing this project. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says Alexander is not so great.
Alexander the film does what Alexander the man never did. It wastes an opportunity. The real Alexander squandered nothing, especially not time. He was a live-fast, die-young, leave-a-good-looking corpse kind of guy who conquered the world and died before he was 33.
Some of you, perhaps myself, will not live to see the sun set over these mountains today. But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time, conquer your fear! And I promise you, you will conquer death!
When you throw in a pansexual lifestyle, Alexander could have been a film worth remembering. Instead, we get an indifferent epic that tells us more about the inside of writer-director Oliver Stone's head than anything else. Stone, best known for Vietnam films like Platoon, confesses to a lifelong obsession with Alexander. This film, nearly 3 hours long, plays like a fantasy self-portrait, something Stone did because directing the life was as close as he could get to living it himself. Colin Farrell does a strong job in the title role, but there is only so much any actor can do to overcome a scenario that lacks Alexander's sense of purpose. There's nothing fresh about this endeavor. It doesn't go anywhere other films have not gone before. Even the eagle that serves as Alexander's symbolic totem feels on loan from the U.S. Postal Service. Stone sees Alexander as a new kind of conqueror, a one-man UN who wants to civilize the world and treat everyone with respect. It's a nice idea, but it's listlessly presented. The same thing goes for Alexander's relationship with Hephaestion, played by Jared Leto, a love match well known in the ancient world. Though Leto's character is allowed to go in for eyeshadow, this relationship is presented as so chaste and comradely, you might mistake these lovers for Eagle Scouts, comparing notes on potential merit badges.
This seems so much bigger than us. Did Patroclus doubt Achilles when they stood side by side at the Siege of Troy?
Patroclus died first.
If you do, if you were to fall Hephaestion, even if Macedonia were to lose a king, I will avenge you.
It's clear that what Stone cared most about was recreating Alexander's battles. The director proved to be a bear about authenticity when it came to ancient weaponry and deployment of troops. The production spent nearly 2 months detailing Alexander's epic defeat of the Persians. The small boy inside a man may grow older, but he never goes away. The battles, including a hell of a tussle with Indians on elephants, are impressive on a surface level, but they never really involve us anywhere else. If fortune favors the bold, Alexander the movie has not been nearly bold enough.
Kenneth Turan is a critic for the Los Angeles Times and for Morning Edition.